Yeah, well, we arrived at what was called London Airport, and we were taken, I think it was by train, to Gloucester, and then we had a taxi from the railway station to our various, because there were two other people on the flight who came to Gloucester. So, but my first impression was it was in the middle of the day, actually about now, and it was very dark, and I couldn't understand why at 1 o'clock in the afternoon it was so dark and dreary. And there were what felt like rain coming down, but it wasn't actually rain. I found out later on that it was sleet, called sleet. So that wasn't very inviting at all. But fortunately, where I was going, I knew I'd be kept warm up to a point. So when I arrived at my dad's house in Howard Street, where we used to live, and there I stayed at home until February, when I moved out to Standish Hospital to do my training. But whilst I was at home for those 2 months, it was very cold, and even though the sun was shining, I, not realising that it was a cold sun, so I would go outside hoping that it would be warm, and my fingers were so cold that they actually, all my nails went really red because of the cold, you know, like frosted. Then I knew what it was. And when the snow came, when I first saw that, I went outside and touched the snow. One thing, thinking, oh, what's that? You know, and it was solid because it had frozen. And of course, my fingers were so cold and they really stung. So I thought, oh, well, fair enough. Now I've learned that the sun isn't hot. It is a cold sun.